With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The man who attempted to assassinate Donald Trump on a Florida golf course last year has been found guilty.
The jury of five men and seven women found Ryan Ruth guilty on all counts that he was facing. After the verdict, Ruth tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen, but was quickly restrained by officers. Prosecutors say he spent weeks plotting to kill Trump, but did not fire his weapon. Ruth, who represented himself in court, faces life in prison with sentencing scheduled for December. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he believes Ukraine can win back all the territory lost to Russia. He posted on social media Tuesday, soon after meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky, on the sidelines of the General Assembly gathering of world leaders in New York. Republicans on the House Homeland Security Committee are pressing several social media platforms about their handling of extremist content following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
House Homeland Security Chair Andrew Gabarino and Representative August Pfluger, head of the Subcommittee on Counterterrorism and Intelligence, sent letters to the top executives at Discord, GitHub, Reddit, and Twitch on Monday, requesting information about how they monitor extremist content and flag information for law enforcement. Gabarino and Pfluger wrote, quote, "The assassination of Mr. Charlie Kirk serves as a sobering reminder of the escalating threats facing our nation from violent extremists." Lawmakers underscored that extremists have increasingly turned to secure communication and anonymous cloud storage services to evade law enforcement. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Not exactly a normal day for the president at the UN. First, the escalator he was on stalled, forcing Mr. Trump to walk up. Then he made his way to the podium and found out his teleprompter was not working. He had to ad-lib. This is SRN News. A Michigan transgender legal case will proceed.
A U.S. district court will not quash a lawsuit filed by a couple who accused the Rockford Public School District of helping their teenage daughter live as a boy in class without their permission. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the parents, and spokesman Kate Anderson says, quote, "Parents have the right to direct the upbringing, education, and health care of their children without government interference. Schools should never hide vital information from parents." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been now nearly 2 years since the Hamas attack on Israel, and still, anti-Semitism shows no sign of abating at American schools. School officials have responded in various ways to Jewish students' reports of harassment and discrimination. In the meantime, the Trump administration launching a task force to combat anti-Semitism at 10 schools, including Harvard and Columbia. This is SRN News. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says there are, of course, risks to both of the Fed's goals of seeking maximum employment and stable prices.
If we ease too aggressively, we could leave the inflation job unfinished and need to reverse course later to fully restore 2% inflation. If we maintain restrictive policy too long, the labor market could soften unnecessarily. When our goals are in tension like this, our framework has long called for us to balance both sides of our dual mandate.
Addressing a Chamber of Commerce meeting in Providence, Rhode Island, he signaled a cautious approach to future interest rates.
Our policy is not on a preset course. We will continue to determine the appropriate stance based on the incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks. We remain committed to supporting maximum employment and bringing inflation sustainably to our 2% goal.
More details at srnnews.com.